Taliban bans chess nationwide over gambling concerns. Afghanistan's Taliban authorities have banned chess nationwide, citing concerns that it promotes gambling, which is prohibited under the government's morality law. Since taking control in 2021, the Taliban government has consistently implemented laws and regulations that align with its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Now, the axe has fallen on chess. According to the Sports Directorate spokesperson, chess is viewed as a form of gambling under Islamic law, which is banned under the Propagation of Virtue and Prevention of Vice law introduced last year. Quote, "There are religious considerations regarding the sport of chess. Until these considerations are addressed, the sport of chess is suspended in Afghanistan." Atal Meshwani, Taliban Sports Directorate spokesperson. Meshwani added that the National Chess Federation had not organized official events in about 2 years due to internal leadership problems. Kabul's chess players disagree with Taliban. However, not many share the Taliban's view on chess. Azizullah Gulzada, owner of a Kabul cafe that has hosted informal chess tournaments, denied claims of gambling and pointed out that chess is played in other Muslim countries. Quote, "Many other Islamic countries have players on an international level. Young people don't have a lot of activities these days, so many came here every day. They would have a cup of tea and challenge their friends to a game of chess." Azizullah Gulzada, Kabul cafe owner. Gulzada said he would comply with the ban, but lamented that it would negatively impact his business and disappoint those who enjoyed playing the game. Chess joins the list of sporting events that the Afghan authorities have banned in recent years. Last year, they prohibited mixed martial arts, MMA, and similar professional combat sports due to concerns over their violent nature and potential conflict with Sharia principles. Women are largely excluded from participating in sports in the country.